You're listening to SBS News.
The bell tolls at a daily ceremony in Kiev as Ukrainian soldiers who died fighting Russian-backed separatist forces in the country's east are remembered. Since 2014, more than 14,000 people have been killed there. That same year, a meeting that started with a grudging handshake between the presidents of Ukraine and Russia ended with a peace deal. It became part of what are now collectively called the Minsk Agreements. But the fighting has never stopped. Today, the monitoring mission of the OSCE, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, registers hundreds of ceasefire violations every day. So why have the peace deals to end the war failed? Duncan Allen, an associate fellow at Chatham House, argues that there are fundamental differences in the Russian and Ukrainian positions, and their views on the special status and the future of the Donbass region are irreconcilable.
My judgment is that the political provisions of the Minsk II agreement cannot be implemented in Ukraine. Ukraine wants to see a political settlement that enables it to re-establish itself as a sovereign country that makes its own domestic and foreign policy choices. Russia's objective is really to force the authorities in Kiev to grant far-reaching autonomy or so-called special status to Russia's puppet regimes in the occupied Donbass. These regimes would in effect exist as quasi-independent mini-states controlled by Russia.
To implement the peace agreement, Russia, Ukraine and the OSCE set up a trilateral contact group. Ambassador Martin Sydyk was a mediator from the OSCE side for 4.5 years.
The Russian side always reiterates that certain areas of the Donetsk and Luhansk region, that they should have autonomy. But the word autonomy does not figure in the Minsk agreements.
The issue of special status is very sensitive in Ukraine. Every time the government tries to negotiate a deal on political settlement, they face mass protests. Many are worried that Kiev may agree on a settlement without gaining full control of the border with Russia first. Since the conflict broke out in 2014, Ukraine has had no access to that part of its border, and Kiev accuses Moscow of using it to send Russian troops and equipment to support separatist forces. Therefore, Kiev insists that the border control should be fully restored before holding local elections and introducing a special status. Oleksandr Moreshko is the deputy head of the Ukrainian delegation at the Trilateral Contact Group.
Ukraine cannot hold democratic and open elections without having control over border, because otherwise the elections will be held under Russian pressure and in the conditions of Russian occupation.
The Russian side hasn't responded to queries in connection with this feature, but earlier this year, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov explained why Ukraine cannot regain control over the border before holding local elections and resolving the issue of status.
If Ukraine is allowed to do that, then there would be slaughter, and the West cannot or doesn't want to make them implement the Minsk agreements, strictly following the order written in the document, which cannot have a different interpretation, as all steps from the first to the last are explained there.
Russia's latest demands to prevent Ukraine joining NATO are seen as yet another attempt to limit Ukraine's sovereignty. However, Ambassador Sydyk believes that compromise is possible and that Minsk is a viable solution to end the conflict, but only if there is political will. And that is something Russia and Ukraine accuse each other of not having. Alan Lee, SBS News.